and heat of the day shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. Best rain chances will hold off till Friday and perhaps over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery fire crews are investigating a house fire at the intersection of Birmingham Highway and West Boulevard. Investigators believe the home was vacant. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Two people are dead after a shooting in Tuskegee. Police say 39-year-old Jamie Collins and 49-year-old Willie Long were shot and killed Friday night. This happened in the 700 block of Warren Avenue in Tuskegee. No arrests have been made. And Marine Patrol troopers say one person is dead after two boat crashes at Lake Martin. A second boater went to the hospital with injuries. Troopers say this happened Friday night near the Bridge to Nowhere. Investigators believe that alcohol may have played a role in the crash. The incident remains under investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill.
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Make this Mother's Day one she'll remember. Take her on the lunch or dinner cruise aboard the Harriet 2. Each of these cruises includes a gift for mom, live entertainment, and cash bar. For information on these cruises, go to funandmontgomery.com.
Hey, what are we going to do for that special graduate? We're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, you graduate.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry's still not back from his meeting, but he'll scoot in here in a little bit.
It doesn't matter what I say.
Want to want to thank Steve Miller for coming by the last hour. That was fun and informative. A couple interesting local notes tonight, May 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Martha's Place. Rick Pate, the Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, will be at the Republican Club of Central Alabama meeting. They're meeting at Martha's Place tonight down on Atlanta Highway towards the Chantilly Inn down there. That'll be interesting. I like Rick Pate. Dinner at 6. The presentation starts at 6:30. So if you want to be there for just the presentation, show up at 6:30. If you're hungry, go there at 6. The Republican Club of Central Alabama, I've been a member there a long time. They do a really, really good job. Really, really, really good job. Proud of what they do. Second thing is, and I may wait. I'm going to mention it now. I may get Dave DeWay back in on it here in a little bit. Arnold Mooney has announced he's running for United States Senate. Most of you probably don't even know who Arnold Mooney is. He's actually been on this program, I think, on two different occasions. Arnold Mooney's a good man. I really do like Arnold Mooney. I think he's one of my favorite members of the Alabama House of Representatives. This is a big step up, man. Alabama House to U.S. Senate. That's, you know, I'm gonna hurt a lot of feelings here when I say this. The Alabama House of Representatives is like single-A ball. You know, it's you know, like the county commission, city council. I love Glenn Pruitt. I love Arch Lee. I love those guys. Ronald Walker's fantastic. But that's like an independent baseball league, right? What am I doing? Why am I doing professional baseball here? I need to do... I need to put this in terms of football, college football, because this is Alabama. You guys don't even know what baseball is. County commission, city council, school board, and all that, those are important posts. You hope good people fill them. But in the grand scheme of politics, electoral politics nationwide and locally, that's like junior high school ball, right? I mean, it's important. It's fun. It's a lot of good memories and experiences, but, you know, you don't get invited to the White House when you win. You go up to the House of Representatives and that local state House of Representatives. That's like Division III NAIA, you know, Division II maybe football, right? You know, it's fun. It's fun experience, but you're not headed to the NFL. You go up to like the state senate. That's still kind of Division II-ish, maybe a little Division I if you're a pro tem or something like that. You know, and every now and then one of the people in Division I makes it in the NFL and becomes a household name, but usually not. And then by the time you get to the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, that's the big boys. That's the NFL. You're playing on Saturday. That's college football in the House and NFL football on Sunday, right? That's Division I college football in the U.S. House and NFL in the Senate. Is that more clear, right? It gets more serious as you go up the thing. Is that Alabama enough? Is that an Alabama enough way to put it? That's what you're dealing with. And so when you make the leap, usually you go from one to the next, right? You're playing junior high ball. You got to go to high school. You go to high school, you know, if you're good, you might go play in college somewhere, but you know, depending on where you go play, you might do NAIA and Faulkner's a great school. Love Faulkner, Huntington Division III, and even like ASU is kind of a low Division I, and you got Auburn and Alabama. It's kind of a high Division I, and you know, you kind of work your way up the ladder, right? Arnold Mooney's wanting to go from like junior high ball or like high school ball to the NFL. That's a tough leap. That's a tough leap for a man to go from the Alabama House all the way up to the NFL. That's tough. And so what I would say to Representative Mooney, who I dearly, dearly like, is I hope you've thought this through. I hope you've thought this through. A guy like Arnold Mooney could really do well for himself if he does this correctly. But man, if he does it incorrectly, he could do a lot of harm for himself. a lot of harm for himself. So if he's got some money lined up, if he's got some key endorsements lined up, or if he's got an idea, maybe he's just trying to raise his profile to run for state senate. When I first read the headline, Arnold Mooney's running for senate, I thought, why is he announcing for state senate 3 years early? That's kind of weird. I had no idea he was talking about going to the U.S. Senate. I've not heard that rumor. I've not heard anybody mention it. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. If he pulls it off, it'll be absolutely legendary. Now, I'm a big Arnold Mooney buff. I really, really do love Arnold Mooney. But, man, that's a big leap. That's a big, big, big leap. But I'll tell you what, of everybody who has announced so far, and I like Tubbs. He's fine. He was a great football coach. Tommy Tuberville's a great football coach. I don't know about U.S. Senate. He's whatever. Bradley Byrne is not my cup of tea. I'm sorry. He's not my cup of tea. I was glad he lost the governor's race in 2010. He's been an okay senator. He's actually been a surprisingly decent congressman, rather. He's been a surprisingly decent congressman. But I think he'd be a lousy U.S. senator. He's just a lousy guy. And he looked gay holding the ice cream. I'm sorry. No, I don't have any problem in the world with gay people. No problem in the world with it. But I guarantee you that's not what he was going for with that image. He was probably going for, like, I can blend in anywhere. I'm like a chameleon. When in Rome, do as the Romans. I'm in Clanton. I'm eating peach ice cream. But I didn't mean he looked gay homosexual. I just meant gay in like the 1980s pejorative sense. It wasn't the look for him. 13 minutes after 11 o'clock, we'll get to the phone calls, 272-9228, the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Dave Mowry rejoins the program.
I'm back.
You feel meated?
Yes.
Fully meated?
Yes.
Who is this? You're on the air.
Well, I mean, you fucked on me. I'm sorry, man. I don't want to change the story. You're on a good one. I just soon go back on hold. Let Mowry come in. But if he's listening, if Mooney's listening, what the Baron's trying to tell you, you need that man across from you to swing the bat for you if you want to go on up right to the U.S. Senate. Don't half-step this. You better bring it and come with it. And we need somebody. If you say you like him, then, hey, I'd like to dig in. We need somebody that you like, because so far everything you like turns out to be pretty good.
Well, let me tell you, of the people who have announced so far, this is only the third person.
Yeah.
Now, if Will Dismukes announces, I'm going to be unabashedly, unadulteratedly, all in favor of Will Dismukes. But until he announces, Arnold Mooney's my guy right now. You know, I love Arnold Mooney. I mean, I really do. He is a good, good man. He's older than my requisite. But you know what? I think he's probably younger than the other two. Or about the same age. So age is irrelevant when three people are all within 5 years of each other.
Yeah.
Is Mooney like a Shelby type, though? Is that the one we need up at first and then bring Will up there?
You can't be a Shelby type unless you're young.
Right.
Because it takes a while to start hauling
just
in the
build up. Yeah. I got you. All right, bro. Well, yep. If you get back on earlier, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Yep. But, hey, while we're going to shoot it, why not? What it is, I've been looking in this hemp and this CBD. I think big plastic had more to do with shutting down hemp than it had to do with medicine. I mean, man, it looked like DuPont got a lot to do with shutting
hemp
down.
I don't know. Let me ask you a question, Randall. If you had a seal of approval on a CBD product available by the News and Views guys, would that be a product you think people would be interested in purchasing?
I would have to say yes. The phone calls you get on that topic to your state, yes. If it's got the seal of approval, because too many people are asking questions. Nobody knows where to go to get.
But what if they did know, and what if they could buy with confidence knowing we were putting our name on the label?
Bruh, it's so wrapped up. Put it in a bow.
What if it was organically grown, naturally derived, CO2 instead of the chemicals, it had the lab reports, and it was all clean and perfect and exactly what we said it was. I think people would buy that.
I think they would too.
Hands down, no doubt. Everybody's going to it. I don't think you behind on ship. I think anything you do from here on out, you still ahead of the ship. I mean, until people can check these stores and ain't no, I mean, and the people open these stores up, folks, I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, they're a little shady. I mean, I'm gonna be straight up.
Some of them are very shady. Some of them are very shady.
I mean, so, yeah, if you had the News and Views seal of approval, Jack tested, man, it's over. Love it. I love the idea, man. I love it. Go with it. All right.
Wasn't my idea. But we're all part of it here.
Wasn't my idea, but I bet you I've gotten 40 or 50 text messages, calls, and Facebook messages asking for which one I recommend. I just think it would be obvious which one I recommended if the labels reflected it thusly. 17 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Who's this? Hello, who's this?
Very good.
Going once, going twice. I would like a hamburger.
You ever seen the Pink Panther?
Yes. But it's been a long time.
I would like to buy a hamburger. A hamburger! I would like a hamburger!
We'll be back. 272-9228.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fox Tonight. It's the resident season finale.
You were the only person who could save her. You're scared.
Yes, I'm scared. After the most insane resident season yet, get ready for one more shocker.
Oh my God, he cut an artery. This is a disaster.
Then, it's an all-new 911.
Two bombs in 1 week? That's not a coincidence.
The serial bomb is just getting started.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in a community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
guys. 22 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to nooner.
So you said that
and, we're having a big time in here.
For a Monday.
I don't know if you heard Arnold Mooney announced.
Yeah.
U.S. Senate?
Yeah.
I like him. He's my favorite so far, but...
Yeah, I heard on the way back in, I heard you saying about the leagues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's trying to jump from single A to...
No, football. We got to do football.
Okay, well...
Got to do football. He's trying to jump from Division III of the NFL.
Basic, but like Division III, like a sophomore who sat out a year and then declares for the draft or whatever.
Yeah. You know? It's a little... it's not your typical path to greatness. I mean, it's not your typical path to the United States Senate. But
stranger things have happened, but...
It has. I think, you know, if Tommy Tuberville implodes, which could happen, which very well could happen.
Or just, like, decides, well, we're not getting the support we thought we would.
Pack it up.
Yeah.
Now he has money in the federal account. He can do whatever he wants with it.
True.
Charity.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as your son just opened a charity. I mean, Richard Shelby's got $10 million in an account.
Yeah.
You don't think he's going to, like, disgorge it to the U.S. government, do you?
No.
He's smarter than that. He's got children.
No, I know a guy that had, that was Heflin's chief of staff and, like, his final chief of staff. And they, and like, into, like this decade, they still have money in the account.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
The only other thing you can do is put it in a 501c3 or right. Give it to the government or give it back to the donors. You know, no one wants.
None of those things are going to happen.
None of those are going to happen. Riley Manning Paint, RileyManningPainting.com. 272 then. Yeah. What's his number? 799-1284. Why did I just forget that? My cholesterol medicine or something? 799-1284, 799-1284, 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. You guys know all the deals about Riley Manning. He's been with us for close to 5 years now. Riley is, without a doubt, 100% the most reliable painting contractor in the River Region. He's the best. He'll give you a quote. He sticks by his quotes. He doesn't nickel and dime you to death. If he finds problems, he fixes them. He doesn't paint over them. And his crews are trained professional painters, not day laborers like the other guys. Some folks have been with him 25, 30, 35 years. He himself has been in the painting contracting business in this area for over 50 years. Just an unbelievable record of success. He's got that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. Dave Mallory, Dave Mallory.
That's right, that's me.
Baron Coleman and Fred.
Well, hello, fellas. What's going on, Dave?
How are you?
I might be off topic because I heard Grant. I had to turn the radio down a little bit. I had a Uber passenger in the car. Anyway, he brought up that CBD thing again. Full disclosure, my wife is a distributor now for a company that does that.
Don't name the company, but go ahead.
I did. That's why I said it the way I did. She swears that did me a little bit of good. But it rocks her, man. I mean, she's got RA and, you know, a few other issues. And it, in a matter of about 4 or 5 days, she was able to get up, go out, play with her grandchild all day out in the backyard or go to the zoo, push her around, you know, and zero complaints, man. I mean, it made her completely, I'm not saying it healed her. That's not. I don't know if that would be a proper definition, but man, was she able to function and get along? But the craziest thing about it, she was having some reflux issues, you know, that kind of thing, you know, having trouble sleeping, and she was reading about it. And I know this sounds crazy. Don't get no funny face on. Somebody said something about putting some of it in your navel, just a few drops in your navel. She tried it just for the sake of it because it said to, you know, give it a go. In an hour, she was asleep without having any problems.
Putting it's it in crazy. Your navel?
Yes, I know. That's the same thing I said when she was telling me she was going to try it. I'm like, why don't you just squirt it out the window?
For what purpose? For sleep?
She sat for reflux.
Oh.
She was having a lot of trouble. You can ask anything, Mufti. You are the Grand Mufti. You can ask anything.
What's on the other side of the belly button?
I have no idea.
I mean, I know at one point it was the tube that kept you alive. You know, it fed you and nourished you and oxygenated you and all that. But what's on the other side of it now? I mean, once it seals off, is there a is there still a tube on the other side?
I haven't got any idea. I do know, however, that it worked for her.
Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a... I need a doctor. Now, I need a doctor.
Was it a psychosomatic healing?
I'm not talking about a psychologist. I'm not talking about... I need a doctor. Not a, you know, like a... I need a doctor, medical doctor, someone that can tell me what's on the other side of a belly button.
I don't know. I don't know if it was one of those things because it
I'll take a biology teacher, like a 10th grade biology
teacher.
There
you go. There you go.
Anatomy.
There's Dr. Siegenthaler in the house. He was my biology teacher.
Or Dr. Sigmund Azevo.
But, no, I don't need him. I don't need him.
But I didn't know if it was, you know, there's a possibility that it was one of those things. If everything else they said it worked on,
I'm reading a story right now. It's called The Picotti Method. Mm-hmm. Cannabis oil delivery through the belly button. This is different. I've never consumed anything through my belly button.
Me either.
The only thing I may have consumed was a few pounds of lint over the last 60 years.
Well, I hope you didn't consume them.
No, well, not consume.
One thing, if you find them in there.
Yeah, you know, that's funny going to the checkout at Winn-Dixie, pull your change out of your pocket, find a little bit of lint. Oh, man, that belongs to my belly button. And just step it in there real quick. That always freaks them out.
What's in there?
I have no idea.
I want to know what's behind. I'm trying to Google what's behind the belly button, and you don't want to Google it. I mean,
I'm telling you, it worked for her.
Hey.
That stuff seems to be the miracle. And I mean, really, or I'm not going to say a miracle, something that people haven't recognized over the years.
Well, you know what? I'm looking. I have found a diagram of what's behind the belly button, and there is a tube behind the belly button called. Let me see if I can pronounce this. I'm really stressing my radio knowledge here. The falciform and round ligaments and the paraumbilical veins.
Right.
Yeah. And they lead to, let's see here, the portal vein, which goes into all kinds of stuff here. So,
well,
yeah, you know.
The,
the portal vein. Hey.
It's a portal.
I got one of those. A portal vein. All right.
Yeah. But that stuff, man, I'm telling you, Baron. And I talked to her about that. You were talking last week about, you know, you want to pay for a spot. You know, you want to put a sign behind the desk when you put the cameras on. I talked to her about it, you know. And she said that it wouldn't necessarily benefit her, but it would benefit the company. And she wasn't going to pay to benefit the company.
I hear you.
I don't blame her.
Well, buddy, I appreciate you calling, Fred. Thank you. I now know what's behind the belly button.
If nothing else, we know what's behind the belly button now.
I mean, when you push on it, you can kind of feel like some feeling in the back here. Interesting. Who's this?
Boomer.
Boom, did you know what was behind the belly button until moments ago?
When you push on my belly button, lint shoots out.
You can get all manner of things in the belly button.
True.
There is all kind of things. I did not know what was behind the belly button, but that's very interesting to know. I guarantee you. It makes you want to make sure you don't stick nothing sharp in your belly button, huh?
Well, I didn't know there was anything behind it.
Well, it's never fat. You see, it's fat and tissue, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I don't have fat. I have a rocking 12-pack.
Oh, I know you do, but I mean, folks like us, you know, or Dave Maurer, you know.
Do not call and call your host fat. I'm big boned.
Hey, that's right. I'm not fat. I'm just big boned. I'm happy though. Hey, Ben, let me ask you a question. I haven't heard anything lately about the medical marijuana. Is it going to pass? Did it pass? What's going on? I can't find out any information.
It got out of committee, but I don't think it's gotten to the floor. I know that on Wednesday there'll be another committee hearing in the House Judiciary Committee on decriminalizing marijuana, making it a more than a fine, but less than a misdemeanor, and no matter how many times you get caught.
Maybe it'll come up. Maybe it'll come up then. But, you know, really true. I mean, I don't want to jump in on the subject real quick, but I was just sitting here thinking, and I just turned on the radio and sort of listened to y'all. So I said, you know, I'm going to just call because I really was out of the loop. But, you know, think about this, Baron. Let's say that you get medical marijuana. The only way you stop this thing is easy. If you give it to somebody or you sell it to someone and you misuse it, you only get X amount of it a month. If you're caught with it, you automatically lose your card for life, and you have to automatically do 90 days in jail. The more like nobody wants to go to jail for 90 days, so it's easy to do this, though. But anyway, I don't want to get on the tab. I was just sitting there. I said, let me call Baron. He may know what was going on, but instead, you gave me some knowledge about my belly button.
Yeah.
Where else can you listen to stuff about your belly button? Nowhere.
I guarantee you a couple, you know, every day when I walk out of here, I shake my head and think, the hell did I talk about today?
Didn't see that coming.
I never in a million years thought I would be talking about veins leading from the belly button. I think those veins are probably, and I'm really stretching my ability here to know things. I really believe those are probably leftover veins, you would think, from when you were a child, right?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm getting ready to Google it and find out exactly what it is so I can try to get a picture. And when I research it more, I'll let you know. But other than that, thanks for the knowledge. And, guys, y'all have a great day and enjoy the show. See ya.
Later. All right, Boomer. Thanks, buddy.
What's behind the belly button?
What's behind?
I know when you push, like I'm pushing on my belly button now.
I mean, obviously your stomach is behind it at some point.
Well, it's back there somewhere. But right. When you push on it, I can feel like nerve feelings in other parts of my body.
Right.
Like I can feel it in my leg if I push a certain way, kind of in my groin another way, sort of in my side hip if I push up. So there must be some nerve endings there.
Must be.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird, man.
I mean, you know, in terms of things you thought you might hear on the radio, it's weird.
Correct.
It's weird. Pioneer and Concrete Technologies, not weird.
Not weird at all.
284-9292. 284-9292. My man Tom Latham at Pioneer and Concrete Technologies. 284-9292. You get in touch with Tom Latham, what you're going to find is the guy just flat out knows concrete. Anything and everything about concrete. He knows more than concrete, though. He can also help you build a vacation destination right outside your back door. It's like adding on a room to the house. But you don't have to keep it air-conditioned and heated and all that. He can put climate stuff in there, but they can run gas lines and water, and you can have an ice maker and a wet bar and a grill out there. There's so much you can do out there. You can have a whole kitchen, outdoor kitchen, outdoor living room. They can screen it off, put some fans and lights. It looks like a Aspen ski lodge right outside your backyard. You have it in Pike Road or Wetumpka or Millbrook or Auburn or wherever you happen to live, right here in Midtown Montgomery. No place is a bad place for a joint like that, I promise. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. Check him out, pennyiron.co, or find him on Facebook. It's 35 after. It's waiting there for you.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. And this year, Pro Flowers will make you a pro at ordering the perfect gift for mom. Roses. Now, you can send mom a dozen beautiful assorted roses for just $19.99. That's right, just $19.99. Order now and you can double your roses and get a premium vase for an extra $9.99. That's two dozen roses and a premium vase. To get this amazing Mother's Day deal, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and enter code 0909. Give mom a dozen beautiful assorted roses for just $19.99. Or double the roses and get a free vase for an extra $9.99. When it comes to ordering flowers for Mother's Day, ProFlowers makes it easy to order like a pro.
The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code 0909. That's proflowers.com, code 0909. Proflowers.com, code 0909.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
It's officially festival season. Looking for a weekend filled with entertainment that the whole family can enjoy? Join us in historic downtown Prattville for Prattville City Fest, Friday, May 10th from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy a concert performance featuring the Tip Tops. And then, Saturday from 9 to 4, come back for a day of arts and crafts, food, entertainment, and kids' activities. Admission's only $2 and kids 5 and under get in free. The Prattville City Fest on Main Street, downtown Prattville, Friday and Saturday, May 10th and 11th. Visit our station website for more info.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Much of the week ahead will seem more like June than May. For today, sunshine will dominate. High temperature in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear, mild tonight. The overnight low temperature is 61. Tomorrow, we could reach that elusive 90-degree mark for the first time. More sun. Then upper 80s Wednesday, Thursday. A little bit more humidity. Could be an isolated heat of the day shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. Best rain chances will hold off till Friday and perhaps over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 42 minutes after 11 o'clock. Alabama Home Mortgage, man. If you've not been by their website, alahomemortgage.com, you can fill out your whole mortgage application there. You know, if you needed a heart transplant, You're just going to go to your regular doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, no. Your doctor will refer you to a heart transplant.
Yeah.
So why are you going to your regular banker for a mortgage? This is like heart surgery. This is big deal. This is the big leagues. This is the NFL. This is the NBA. This is what it's about. This is your biggest investment, your house. I'm telling you, you got to take care of it. You got to make sure you're getting the best deal. Oh, did I mention the 10-year is plunging today?
No.
Yes, on this trade renewed trade fears, the 10-year Treasury note has plummeted. Good day to call and lock in a rate. You know, hey, don't talk to the grand, don't ask the Grand Mufti. You know, he just looks at the 10-year every morning when he wakes up. You can try to figure it out yourself, big boy. But I would recommend you call and lock it in, 567-4223. 567-4223, fill out that application. Just a few-minute phone call, 5-10-minute phone call, you're good to go. Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Now it's 43 minutes after 11 o'clock. Who is this? Dave and Barron on the air.
Hey, Red Top here. Good morning, gentlemen.
Red
morning.
Top. That was
coming
a,
in hot, Red Top.
That was a hot hot hay there, my friend.
Is my phone too loud?
No, I got it. I can control that because I'm a very talented show producer.
Very good. I haven't been able to listen all morning because I've actually been working. But I wanted to make, if I could, a comment about the gentleman you had on. Was it last Thursday, the socialist?
Yes.
God. One thing for sure, he never listened to you, and he never took the seminar. I was amazed you let him get away with what he did. And what was most annoying about this gentleman is showing how stupid he was. He answered every question with a question.
Yeah, and I've had some feedback on the interview. I do like Jason. I've known him since he was, gosh, probably 12 or 13 years old. I've known him a long, long time. But I'll say this. It does not project strength of your position when you refuse to use the commonly accepted meaning of words and just answer questions directly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Well, if you don't have an answer to any question, that means you have no answers, so you really have nothing to go on.
I mean, oftentimes...
It was more demonstrative the more he talked.
Yeah, oftentimes the best answer you can give somebody is, I don't know, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. Let me look into it.
If that's right, but see, he was not... It's obvious how weak the whole position is, and it's not defensible. You know, you can't.
I agree. I mean, nobody is going to argue that the standard of living in the world has ever been higher than it is right now.
But
nobody
in defense.
I mean,
of
maybe
you,
in the Garden of Eden, maybe. But I don't really know. I mean, they were naked and eating apples.
Wow.
You know, I'm fully clothed and eating. I can eat bananas in January in Alabama.
That's right.
Okay.
That's true, and you need to go walking on the moon too. To teach you a lesson, but
that's a good song, "Walking on the Moon." The Police.
I think you did us a favor by letting him stay on and dig a hole deeper because I do believe he reached China. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, appreciate it. Speaking of walking on the moon,
yeah,
it's a great jam. It's not played enough.
Mm-mm. I didn't know it by the title, but I know the song.
You know the song, yeah. But it's a jam.
It is.
It's a total jam. I'm not taking a break. I'm just, he reminded me of the song. I just thought I'd play a little background bed.
Hey, you know, why not?
Judge said Alabama failed to protect prisoners from suicide. 15 inmates in 15 months committed suicide in Alabama federal prisons. Judge Myron Thompson issued the findings Saturday, wrote a 210-page opinion that said the risk of suicide is severe and imminent in Alabama prisons. And ordered the Department of Corrections to make multiple changes in the evaluation and monitoring of inmates. Back in 2017, you'll remember Judge Thompson famously said Alabama's prison systems were horrendously inadequate with respect to mental health care.
Right.
And now he said it may be too little too late. So we'll see. I mean, we're at risk here of a federal takeover of our prisons, which I, myself, would not be totally
opposed. Yeah, I mean, what does that mean? Practically, as in, like, you know, like in practice, what does it mean?
All right, what it means
is I really don't know. Yeah, I've heard this for a long time.
Well, what they'll say is you have to create X additional bed space. You have to close these 7 prisons because they're not up for the task. You've got to go hire this many corrections officers, and you got to keep raising the price that you're willing to pay them until you find them. Because it's a market economy, and if they're not answering the ads at $28,000, offer $35,000, offer $42,000, offer $45,000 till you can fill it. build this many prisons, and here's what they're going to look like, and here's how they're going to be designed, and it's a multi-billion dollar problem when they do it, and then
we have to come up with the money.
Yep.
Oh, well, see, that's probably part of the problem.
And the legislature goes into a special session and issues until either a bond or raises taxes.
Wow.
And if they don't, the feds cut off the pipeline into the state.
Right.
And it's very, very expensive.
Yeah, that's what we don't want.
Yeah. When you're getting $3.50 back for every dollar you send to Washington, D.C.,
yeah,
the federal judge can really say, we'll cut the pipeline off, and there's nothing you can do.
Wow.
Because you can't say, well, we just won't send money to you.
Right. Right, that's not going to happen.
No. So there's a lot of money at risk that they can cut off. It's a bad deal. Or they can just issue an order and start releasing people.
Yeah.
Into the streets. Just say, fine, you won't... You
everybody
know, you
got, with this...
You got 12 months to come up with the money and the plan.
Right.
Or these 9,000 prisoners are getting released. You pick. And that's what... I mean, that's what we're at risk of. That's what we're looking at. I don't think it's imminent. And you always get a second bite at the apple. They never do it without giving you time to come up with a program.
Right.
But our prison system's horrific here. I mean, it's really, really awful. It's not a prison system at all. It's a cage system for animals. And we should not be in the business of treating people like animals. I mean, these are prisoners. They're human beings. They have souls and hearts and lungs and hands and minds and brains. And they've made some really, really horrific decisions and committed crimes that are unspeakable evils. Some of them are there because they were oversentenced by a judge trying to make a name for himself. Some of them are there because they didn't do it and had somebody lie about them and they were convicted on a lie. I mean, you know, there's all manner of things. But regardless, they're all there. And you don't check your humanity at the door when you get locked in a cage in a prison. So people need to keep that in mind. People need to keep that in mind. All right, our number 272-9228. You know, I just want to play this jam. I just do. So I'm going to.
Do whatever you want.
Well, it's my party. I'll cry if I want to. It's such a good song. I don't know why it didn't get played more. Because there's so many good police songs, by the time you get to this, you've already played 20 others. Is that it?
Yeah, maybe.
You like the police?
They're okay.
Okay. Just okay?
Yeah, I don't really have a strong feeling. I mean, like, I like some of the stuff that I've heard. I've never, like, gotten, like, super into them or anything.
Yeah, okay. Not a stinger man, huh?
Sing the wrestler.
We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News and Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24/7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484. Fast, efficient, superior. Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spencer is doing a great job. I mean, a dynamite job here in the River Region. Has a truck all the way from Auburn dedicated to the River Region. So when you think Auburn House Wash, man, they got to drive all the way from Auburn over here just give me a quote. What if I? No. They do the quote over the phone. They look at it on satellite almost all the time. 90%+ of the time, they can look at just a satellite image and give you a quote right there on the spot. All they're trying to get ideas for how much exterior there is on your particular house, so, or particular building. They have washed everything you can think of. Shopping complexes, baseball stadiums, houses. Everything looks better clean. I mean, everything looks better clean. And they do it with a proprietary low-pressure system that that doesn't damage the trim or mortar or wood or anything historic. Seals, windows, doesn't damage anything, just cleans everything. Just cleans everything. Go to auburnhousewash.com. It's really fascinating. Much, 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 much less expensive than you think it's going to be. I thought initially, I'll just be honest, I thought it was going to be several thousand dollars. I found out they start in the several hundred dollars range.
Yep.
I mean, it's a very, very affordable system to get your house looking brand new, like it was just built. And it's fascinating, really cool, fascinating stuff. A lot of times you think, oh, I need a whole new roof. Oh, I need a whole new roof. No, it's just got some mold and mildew and grime up there. They'll get up there and with the proprietary low-pressure system, wash it off. Wash it off. And then they have, you know, you think, well, I got to get the whole place refinished or I need new vinyl. Or no, just get it clean. Get it cleaned up. Have it looking good. Look brand new. Anyway, so it doesn't matter if you have brick, wood, hardy board, historic, vinyl. I mean, they can do everything. They can do everything. They clean everything. Little bitty house, massive baseball stadium, massive shopping complex. If you need it cleaned, they can clean it. AuburnHouseWash.com, 826-WASH, 826-WASH, 826-WASH. All right. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman.
just got a few minutes left. Let me see here. San Francisco has banned anti-car burglar warning signs because they're racist.
What?
Here, I'll show you an example. You know these signs that use stick figures?
Yeah.
And they're white signs with black stick figures?
Oh, so now it's racist.
Yeah. They had one that was a stick figure that looked like a burglar.
Uh-huh.
But it's the same stick figures they use for don't trip, here's a step.
Right.
This is slippery when wet. It's electricity.
Right.
Same stick figure.
Yeah.
But they just put a burglar mask around him.
Right.
And some stripes on his shirt.
Right.
But because it's a black... Yeah, it's a black figure with a white background.
But...
And near the Golden Gate Bridge, a lot of people were, you know, you'd leave your car for several hours, have to walk a long way. That bridge is massive.
Yeah.
And people would come steal your valuables.
Oh.
So what they did was they put up a sign that said, don't leave cash or valuables in your car. And for those that don't speak English, they showed that burglars will smash out your window and take your goodies.
Right.
And now we know liberals can be offended by anything. You know what, though, I noticed?
That's absolutely insane.
I started thinking about this. I saw this story Friday or Saturday. I started thinking about this over the weekend. And I was watching TV with a different eye. Every time an ADT or an anti, you know, one of these alarm systems or something, came on,
uh-huh.
I started noticing all the burglars are white. And there certainly are white burglars in the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
But not all of them. Not all of them.
Right.
And I started wondering if they are avoiding the same pushback that San Francisco got.
Yeah, who knows?
And they put the signs up there. Thought it was interesting.
But I mean, like, there's not a single person that looks at that sign and thinks of the person's race.
No, because it's a stick figure.
It's a stick figure, which happens to be drawn in black, which is a common ink color.
Right, and because it's darkest and lasts the longest in the sun.
Right.
That's why it's black.
Right.
Because blue or red or orange is going to fade quicker.
That's truly the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Not as dumb as the Senate Democrats putting on Twitter a poll.
Oh, this is funny.
Do you want more Supreme Court justices like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Brett Kavanaugh? This is from the Senate Democrats' official Twitter feed. Blue check mark and everything. Do you want more judicial appointments like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Brett Kavanaugh? Brett Kavanaugh was leading 71-29 when they took it down.
Yeah.
Guys.
Whoopsie.
Don't play with bots.
Whoopsie.
Bots will whip your ass every time. Unless you think our bots are better than your bots.
Right.
But don't do that. And then finally, Sri Lanka doing what so many other countries should do. After the bombings, after the Muslim bombings over there, Sri Lanka expels 200 Islamic clerics following deadly Easter attacks. They've also expelled more than 600 foreign nationals that they think are a little too violent and extreme. 200 Islamic preachers gone from Sri Lanka. Now, if they would just deport the rest of them, they'd have some peace.